downtown Fairhope. And 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thank you for rearranging your regular day. It's the second Wednesday of each month. But on your way to work, you encountered a horrible wreck.
And yes,
there couldn't make it. Tell us about that.
The state actually worked it. It's because it's outside of our city limits,
right?
And it was actually at 181 and 34. I don't know the extent of the injuries. I do know that they had to lifelight one of the individuals.
Was it head-on collision? Apparently,
that is correct. The information that I had, and it had traffic shut down for a while, right there at County Road 32. So they had to divert.
Couple hours,
yeah. They had to divert the traffic, but I don't know the extent of their injuries.
Okay.
I just know they were lifelighted.
Okay. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with them, and we appreciate you being here this morning. We do the second Wednesday because it follows the second Tuesday coffee with the cop at the Nick Center at 9 a.m. That was a stormy morning.
Yes.
Everything still went on?
We still had it. We had a light crowd. So
right.
I kind of figured that was probably going to be what happened. But we had a couple of new people in there. So it was nice. Some newbies to Fairhope. So they asked a lot of, you know, little questions of, you know, how... you know, when we meet, and you know, some of the statistics that they're not used to seeing when we go over our stats.
Sure.
You know, what does this mean? And you know, asked about crime rates, and you know, just little things that you know new people would be interested in. Other than that, it was just a very short, normal meeting as usual. I think I had a meeting that followed that, so we had to be prompt of getting
right
out of there.
Traffic is usually the number one topic.
Traffic
and scams, is that was still the case?
Yes. And so we went over the scams are basically, you know, some of the still some of the same things. Somebody call in to, you know, report, hey, your grandson is in jail, can you send money?
Mm-hmm.
We had an individual who was scammed out of nearly $100,000.
Oh,
over
my gosh.
Over the past year, because he had received some information from what he thought was a niece who was trying to get back into the country.
Oh no.
And then he finally realized that this was a scam whenever she told him that she was being held captive in New York. So it's little things like that. And what I always tell people, you know, the lottery, if you're not playing, you're not going to win. Some things, if it's, you know, too good to be true, then, you know, more than likely it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we encourage people to call us and ask us what's going on. We try to keep things posted on Facebook, but we don't get everything. We miss some things.
And a lot of people aren't on Facebook, especially some elderly.
That is correct. So, you know, we try to be and keep everyone as informed as we possibly can about what's going on, and we just encourage everyone to pick up the phone, call the police department, and ask. We're not going to solicit, the police department's not going to solicit money over the phone. We're not, you know, we're not going to do that.
And no police department does.
No, they
or
don't.
Or sheriff, because they all try that same
they
scam.
Do. And a lot of these people are in another location are pretending to collect money for your local police department. And we don't receive anything from that. So
right.
We have a lot of people that know that and actually will say, well, I'm going to make a donation, but I'm going to take it to our police department personally.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
They do that.
Okay. All right. So you also go over the call statistics. These are the calls for service received.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, for December. We missed in November because we had a little glitch in our system, and I'm not sure that we ever got those posted, but we're back on track now. So this is for the month of December, and we're working on our end of the year report.
Okay.
And hope to have that posted pretty
good
soon.
Let me just tell folks, if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Fairhope Police Department page or our page, WABF, and read along with this report or look at it later if you're driving.
So for the month of December, these are reports and arrests that we've made. So we had 9 harassment reports with 3 arrests. We had 24 domestic violence with 18 arrests. exploitation of the elderly. This is the first time in many months that we haven't had any cases. Now, we're still working cases from previous months.
Normally, there's just a handful, though?
Yes, it's just a handful. And you
still
know,
it's a concern.
It is. And I mean, a lot of times these are caregivers or, you know, they're taking advantage of someone that they're taking, you know, that they're taking care of. It's, and it's not, but if you have a handful, that's still too many.
Yes.
So we had 23 theft reports, 6 arrests.
Can we pause there a minute? Was this like a vandalism with teenagers or what was going on here?
The thefts, this could be from shoplifting at Walmart.
Okay.
It could be a theft from your front yard of a bicycle. It's just a combination of many things that it could be, just theft in general.
Is that number a little high this month?
It is a little high, and I normally have my stats from the previous month, but
right.
I don't, so I can't compare to tell you that the number's higher than last month, or actually from November. So fraud identity thefts, we had 2. We haven't made any arrest on those yet. So 42 drug arrests. And
once again, I ask you every time, in case we have new people listening, what kind of drugs are we seeing in Fairhope?
We're seeing a little bit of everything, you know, but fentanyl is still here. It's on the rise. Everything we're testing that's coming in that they're seizing on arrest is, I won't say everything, but the majority of what we're bringing in is testing positive for fentanyl, whether it be maybe a somebody who's selling some lure tab, or you know, then they're mixing it and making it look like it's a prescribed drug, but actually it's fentanyl.
Wow.
So you know, those types of things, and we've got some and we'll touch base on that too. One of our community outreach things that we're fixing to do, we're going to bring someone in to talk to parents, to talk to teachers, talk to the kids. So we've got a program that's fixing to kick off.
Okay.
To help educate.
And maybe the Baldwin County Sheriff's Department just had a pretty major bust with fentanyl just yesterday, day before. So
yes,
at least that's a positive.
Yeah, I think it was in the Foley area.
Not here yet.
Mm-hmm. So we had 5 public intox with 5 arrests, failure to appear in court. We had 38 reports with 38 arrests. Again, those are people who are not coming to court.
That number is usually high.
It is. It's usually high. We had 17 DUIs, driving under the influence with 17 arrests. Alcohol under 21, we had 2 reports with 12 arrests. Again, it was like, how do you have 12 arrests with only 2 reports? We had 2 reports with multiple arrests on each report.
So it was like an underage party going on or something?
Just underage drinking. Someone that's actually maybe in possession under the age of 21 of alcohol.
Okay. So this wasn't a situation where a house party was going on? Was
not necessarily.
Adult present that was charged?
No, okay. Not necessarily, no. We had 1 LSA leaving the scene of an accident. We have not made an arrest on that or even made any ticketing. On that one, let's see, we had 2 burglaries, 1 no force. We have not made any arrest on that. I do know that they are currently investigating those. 6 resisting arrest, 6 resisting reports, 6 arrests. That's anything from given a false name or attempting to elude. Breaking and entering a vehicle, we had 4 reports. We have not made any arrest on that. And again, these are vehicles that were unlocked. So, again, we encourage everybody, please lock your vehicles. Do not leave your valuables in there. And whatever you do, please don't leave a gun in a vehicle, especially, you know, in plain view. So, if you're going to leave your vehicle unlocked, please do not leave valuables.
Yes.
We had 3 disorderly conduct reports with 3 arrests.
And can we pop back up? Did we skip criminal mischief?
Oh, did I? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. We had 8 criminal mischief reports with 3 arrests.
Give me an example. What was criminal mischief in this case?
Someone caused damage to something with
maybe the mailbox
with
is
intent.
Busted. Okay.
Yeah, with the intent to cause the damage.
Right.
So it wasn't an accident. So for the month of December 2023, we had a total calls for service 2,143, and we do a comparison to last year where we're down this year. In 22, we had 2,345 calls.
You're actually down 200 calls. Yes. Isn't that interesting?
And that's nice.
Yes, it is.
We had 211 reports with 213 offenses. We made 114 arrests that resulted 174 total charges from those arrests. We had 87 accidents, 8 with injuries, and 12 private property.
Last year, it looks like 90 accidents, so mm-hmm. that's staying about the same.
Yeah, our stat, I mean, when you look at our stats and we're doing a comparison, and that's one of the things when we do our end of the year report that we're also trying to include, we'd kind of, you know, maybe a 3 to 4 year view of, you know, where are we at? Are we staying the same? Are we increasing? I mean, based off what I've seen so far, I mean, we're staying pretty consistent, and that's great with the growth. When you've got the growth that we've had over the last 10 years, and you know, we're sustaining, you know, or even decreasing in some areas, we're doing our job.
Very good, and we very much appreciate the Fairhope Police Department doing your job, which some of your officers did Saturday morning, where there was an arrest made for an assault at the Fairhope Pier. Would you like to tell us about that?
This actually occurred Saturday evening.
Saturday evening.
About 9 o'clock. So based off the statements, there were a bunch of people there, but some of the statements that were made, it's kind of it didn't match up. So just based off what the victim and the offender here in this case, based off what they told us, this started out, they were driving down to the pier. One was following the other. I believe Mr. Penry, the 19-year-old, and they're both from Fairhope, the 19-year-old was traveling down the bay hill there to the pier. Mr. Carrera, who is the 30-year-old gentleman and the offender in this case, said that Penry cut some vehicles off or cut him off in traffic. So, of course, this angered him. He got right up on Mr. Penry's bumper, turned on his bright lights, then Mr. Penry brake checked him. So that's kind of went back and forth on the way down to the pier. And then they both stopped, got out of their vehicle going down the hill, and confronted one another about the situation. And that's when Mr. Carrera came up to Mr. Penry and as if he was going to maybe strike him. That's what Mr. Penry thought. And instead, he kicked him in his shin and broke his leg. So officers responded to that, talked to both of the individuals. They were both still obviously on scene when the police and paramedics were called. And after the officers, you know, did a little of their own investigation and figured out what happened or what was going on, Mr. Carrera was arrested on an assault second charge. And that is a felony. And it was due to the extent of the injuries is how that was charged. And he was arrested and transported to Baldwin County Jail.
He has since come out and spoke to the media to tell a different story. Do you have video? Teenagers are in their phones.
There's
got to be some video.
Well, and, you know, I have not seen any video that they would have taken. We have a camera at the pier.
Well, that's true.
But the view and the lighting and everything, I actually reviewed that. You can see people in the parking lot, mm-hmm. but you can't see anything about what actually happened in the incident.
Okay. Okay.
So just based off where the vehicles were parked, the lighting, then you've got vehicles with their lights on, shining. So it was very difficult to even see anything.
All right. You posted on social media a new event, Tall Cop Says Stop.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
So, Mr. Galloway, Tall Cop, he is a very well-known speaker who goes around talking to parents about the dangers of alcohol and drug trends amongst, you know, the juveniles, young people. So we've got him coming in. I believe he is it on the, that's right, it is January 30th. I was thinking it was the 1st of February. So January 30th at 6 p.m. at the Fairhope High School gym. He is going to come in and talk to parents and educators and law enforcement. It's open to the public, so we encourage everyone to come. He's going to go over the latest alcohol and drug trends amongst young people.
I think it's interesting. The name of his program is called High in Plain Sight.
Yes.
Because how many times do you hear parents say, I had no idea?
That's right. That's right. So we are very excited. He is... highly recommended, and so we're excited to be able to have him here.
And this first one, or the one with him, is for parents and educators, adults only. This is not one you bring the kids to.
This is correct. Now, he does not actually speak to the students. He has two other people that he works mm-hmm. with that are actually going to come in on February 1st at the high school and talk to the students.
Okay. That's wise.
Yes.
So there's one just for parents to kind of get the behind-the-scenes scoop of
yes.
what the kids don't want us to know.
Yeah.
Right? All right. And that, again, is January 30th at the Fairhope High School gym and is open to the public for anyone that would like to attend. All right. What else do we need to know?
Well, we were really excited. This week, this Tuesday, was our first... Citizens Academy meeting for this group. We actually just finished one up in the fall, so now we have this one that started first part of January, and we've got 30, I believe we're at 34, 35 participants, and so far so good. I do want to let people know that we are going to have another one in October because we've had a lot of interest. We actually had a waiting list that we hate to turn anyone away, but
sure.
You know, we've got to be reasonable here in what we can accommodate. So we will have another one in October. We'll open up applications, I believe, in August.
Now, for those that don't know, tell us about the Citizens Academy. It's a several week long academy where folks learn behind the scenes.
Correct. It's a 6 week. We do 6 weeks.
Okay.
We meet one night a week. It's usually on a Tuesday from 5:30 to 8. And what we do is it's all about building relationships with our community. And it's just been a great community outreach program that we've done. So every single night we have a different discipline within the department that we go over. The first night, for instance, on Tuesday, was just a brief overview of some introductions of who will be coming in, what our department, how big our department is, some of the demographics of it. And then the next one, which is Tuesday, they're going to go to our jail. And they're going to be able to tour that, meet some of our jail staff. They get to do ride-alongs. We have a virtual simulator that they get to use. So they meet our investigators. It's just been a wonderful program that we started 2 years ago. This is our fourth class, and every time it just gets better. So
that's good. I've heard a lot of great feedback.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's a
good. So we need to look for registration coming for the next
That's correct.
And seminar or academy, which will be in October.
Yeah, we'll keep bringing it up because we really want people to get involved.
And now that you've had just a breath between after Christmas and New Year's, Mardi Gras is around
the corner. Mardi Gras is here, and it's early this year. So our first parade, which is the Mutt Parade, MMOR, is going to be... February 3rd, which is Saturday, and
today's already January 12th. That's crazy.
I know. And then KOER will be that evening,
right.
And then we'll have two more double OMMs and the MOJs. So yeah, it's here. And then of course right after that's arts and crafts.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so
always the third weekend in March. Well,
yep.
It's good to be in a place with so much going on.
Oh, we got a lot,
and we appreciate our men and women in blue for protecting us
and
providing
we,
the public safety that we need.
Yeah, and we thank that. We thank our community for all the support that they give us.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead, usually joining us the second Wednesday of each month on Community Contact.